back, session number 20461, reel 10.
Well, we were up at Chaz doing our training, and there was one or two huts there. I don't know whether there was other troops have been there or not, I can't be sure. But our officer then, he realising we were pioneers and tradesmen, he said, well, now we'll see what you can do, he said. We'll build a bridge. There was a stream, and apparently they had their O groups and all that sort of thing, discussions and that, and they decided, let them build a bridge across. So Captain Collett, that was our officer, Captain Collett. It was another one, you know, laugh and all the rest of it. He said, we're going to build a bridge. Anybody know anything about bridge building? No, I haven't got a clue. He said, well, you've got all the materials you want. He said, just look around here. He said, I'm sure you'll be able to build a bridge. And of course, we've got started and we used to be issued with a long bladed, it was called a dar, a long bladed tool. And we went to work using bamboo and other trees. Well, I couldn't tell you what they were. We cut it all down, hewed them out, and we got the we built in the centre of the stream. We built up laid trees horizontal, and that was going to take the halfway span across from there. That span onto the there. We got all that fixed down and drove down wooden piles, sharpened them off, got it off down and off. And then we chopped the trees down for the bearers across. We got that, and then we used the four inch bamboo. We laid that across, thought it looked a treat. Handrail, we fixed handrail up, and then there was a call there. We had officers from all over the place there, and they took the test was a 1508 truck across. A Jeep first, see how the Jeep went, then a 1508. And they went over there, we were all standing there, we got pats on the back, not pats on the back, not deliberately like, but well done. And we put both sides, we put a timber so they couldn't wander off over the side. Lovely job. We were really, everyone thought, well, blimey, they're good. The monsoons broke. Our poor little old bridge got washed away. It was a joke. But that's how our training was, yeah. Yeah, you see water coming up, a foot every so often, up, and washed all the lot away. Well, that was at Chaz, it was. Anyway, back to this. See if you can do something with the like a. Imagine a flower pot, say I've had a 4-inch flower pot, earthenware like, in half. That's how they laid their tiles on their roofs, and we had to get up there and have a go at trying to relay these tiles so we could put stuff in these buildings. I got bit by a blinking scorpion, and I come down out of it, and my hand was coming up, so our corporal said, go and see the MO. The MO had only a sort of tent, and we went up there to him, and he says, blimey, Dr. Herman. He was a German, but you always make fun, don't you? They called him Dr. Herman, I suppose that was his name. And he said, oh dear, we've got a book in there somewhere. And one of the orderlies looked in there and was going through. Anyway, he found the book. And he said, oh, well, now then, what colour was it? I said, well, didn't have much chance to look what colour it was. Oh, he said, well, if it's a black one, yes, swelling, lots of swelling. And I'll tell you something else, he said, you're going to be very depressed. I said, I am depressed. I'm depressed now. But he said, don't think you'll die. I've got nothing to give you. Nothing to give me. Didn't know how to treat me. But anyway, as I say, it did go down. I think I had an aspro or something. I don't know. But anyway, it did go down. But of course, it did make me feel bad. Yeah, that was a scorpion up on the top of the roof.
Yeah. Was that, you were working on the roofs, was it storage areas for the unit?
Yes. But, you know, we a lot of these were dilapidated places, you know. But, we were only doing jungle training up there. Our place actually was in Ranchi, a place called Ranchi. We were in there. And we used to go out there and,
Yeah. Did you stay out there for a while?
Yeah, we slept out there, yeah.
Was that part of the training?
Part of the training, yeah.
So how would you do that? What would you do for sleeping arrangements?
Well, I'll tell you one thing we did learn to do was make charpoys, that's the beds. Yeah, make beds right from bamboo, show you how to do it, how to strip the bamboo down. All that's why we had Indians with us, you know. Not Indian soldiers, but Indian people mooching about, they'd show you, you know, and we used to give them salt, you know, give them salt for like wages and that sort of thing.
Would that just be the pioneers who were doing
that? They were doing training, yeah, the signallers were doing that. And laying cables, you know, all that, testing out the sets, all that sort of thing.
Did you all have to do jungle training?
And then we had the mules. When you come to think about it, you 1 minute you're a brain gun carrier driver, right? Next minute you're anti-tank all finished, right? You become a muleteer. Now you can imagine that muleteer is a 40 pound, I'm not sure about the weight, but I think it was 40 pound a side. Oh dear. Right. There's the mule. You got your 40 pounds. Now what is the mule's got two hooks on side, two hooks the other. You've got on your pack, you've got two rings. So it's on first. Then you put the girth around. Can you imagine after the first effort, As soon as the mule sees you coming towards it, and God, oh, bloody. So what it was is you're going to, obviously, you up before we go, you go towards it, and as you go, you're going.
You're backing away from the mule.
Yeah.
But holding your arms outstretched.
Yeah, trying to go like that. And, it took a long, long time to get used to it. And then, poor blimey, I don't know, poor buggers, I felt sorry for them. Some of the climbing they used to have to do. I mean, this was only training. I know one time there we had one poor old mule, we had picks, shovels, crowbars, and it was awkward loads. You know, you tied them on, but there's bits sticking out, and they're going up, climbing up, you know, like this, and the old bar keeps getting in the side, then they'd lash out and he'd let go and they'd way down the side, come down the side, they'd go down and shoot them. Yeah, so where they did no damage themselves so bad, you couldn't.
So were you a muleteer or were you?
No, I wasn't a muleteer. No, I wasn't a muleteer, but you were involved. See, you were. You had your stuff on the mules, and you were going forward. You go forward with the mules, until I'll give an instance now. This is another instance there to give you perhaps a better idea what I'm talking about. Although we only had so many mules, it was nowhere near enough to carry the whole battalion, so we all had to have a real muleteer brigades help out. That's all they did, help out. At this particular time, we were going a long distance, moving quite a way, and up come the Indian muleteers. All right, Johnny. Tiga, Johnny. All right, Johnny. All right, Tiga. Tiga. Sitting there. Because they smoke. Somewhere like that. They're smoking.
They smoke with a different way.
Yeah, they don't not like that. That's somewhere like that.
So they have their fingers below.
Yes,
right. And they cup the cigarette.
Right. War soon be over. War soon be over. Yeah, soon be Finny. Smiles. Yeah. You. Bombay. You build Bombay here. Yeah. Ooh. Tika said. Biroscopes. Biroscopes, yeah. Biroscopes. Ooh, Tikai. All sitting there, all smiles, all sitting around the ring. We're all sitting there, you know. And of course, you know what it's like. We got them going. I said, yes, bibbies. Bibbies? Yeah, plenty of bibbies, Bombay. Ooh, yeah, Tikai. Tikai, oh, lovely. Plenty chini. That's sugar. I love sugar. Oh, lovely, yeah. Oh, everyone's happy. Right, let's load up. So I all started loading up. We're all happy, you know, and away we go. About a month later, we had to have them back. You won't believe it. Same crowd. And, Dick Hook said, is that the same lot? I said, I don't know. They all look a bloody lot to me. He said, I don't know. He said, well, that bloody mill there, I know that bloody mill. Oh, well. I said, well, where was I? Johnny, Tikai. Yes, Tikai, sir. Bombay. Yeah. Clifty Wallace. Call us Clifty Wallace. That damn, in other words, don't trust them, I suppose, you know.
Because you've been telling them all these stories of Bombay.
Yeah, we've gone war soon over, you know, nearly finny. oh dear. Yeah, that's our introduction to mules. But anyway, we've got over it in the end.
You know, when you're saying you took your materials forward, like the picks and the crowbars, yeah, and that sort of stuff. How much material would you be carrying and equipment like that? Not a great lot.
As I say, at different times, we never had them at Coim or anything like that. They disappeared they finished when we was in Arakan, in the Arakan front. And we was going up through there, up to the tunnels.
So, this period of training that you were doing in the jungle, you mentioned sleeping arrangements and that sort of thing. Were there other aspects of jungle training that you needed to know?
One was water. We used to have tablets. We had sterilising tablets. Whenever we got any water, we used sterilising tablets. Yeah, that was one thing. Because with mules used to carry the water, you know, as well as other things. Yeah.
What type of rations were you getting on the training?
We had the old, just the biscuits. It's funny you saying that. It was that time, first time that we had issued with K rations. Now, K rations was American. And when the K rations, you had some of everything. Tea, sugar, biscuits, cigarettes, something of everything. Tin of meat, tin of ham, all sorts of things. We were never used to that. So that was done us good. Yeah, that was a tin tie. Because our rations were very poor. It's in the field. But I mean, bad enough in the barracks. But in the field, our stuff was bad. But we adopted the American idea. Yeah. Even the stuff they dropped from the air was American.
And this training, what form would it take? Would you do mock attacks, or would you...
Yes, yeah. We'd have a go at one of the other companies and all that sort of thing. And, they'd... Where was that? I can't think now, but this does strike me funny, that does. I can't tell you where this one is, because this is true. We're lying in the ditch, right? Lying in the ditch, and the umpires had gone by, and along came... where was that? I don't know, it was a colonel or a brigadier. I can't remember. I know it's true, but I can't remember how it happened. The staff car pulled up the road, and they said, "Bum, here comes someone." I don't know. He came up and he said, "Bang, bang, 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 bang. I'm a machine gunner. I'm a machine gunner." It's so vague now. So, "Yes, sir. And I'm an anti-tank gun. I'm an anti-tank gun." "Well done, good, good, well done, good." And he walked off up the rusty road. I cracked us up, all laughing. And he was an eye officer. For the life of me, I can't think where that was. But that's true. Yeah. Now then, back to the...
So is there anything more about the training?
Oh yeah, night time. Our sergeant major says, "Right, you, come with me," and we went right through the... Well, I don't know. You go in the dark, you don't know where you are, and there was some sitting down in the dark, right, and they're all talking, right. We moved up on them. Gotcha. Yeah. And they were four officers. Yeah. There was a big row about that. Yeah, that wasn't at Taz, though. That was somewhere else. Yeah, four bloody officers. Yeah. It was hushed up, I know, but... Yeah.
So you were based in Ranchi, and you would go out to these various...
Yeah, to Taz, mostly Taz. Yeah, and it was really thick jungle there, yeah. Yeah.
What type of jungle? What would it look like, this thick jungle?
Well, in parts of Chaz, it was mainly bamboo, you know, small bamboo. That's what we learnt there. Now, see, that does come back to you gradually. We had a how to do a panji pit. You select your bamboo, cut it down, and then you cut it down to certain lengths, then you split it down to about like that, about that size, and then you sharpen the ends, and we have a fire, and you put the ends in the fire, black. And you drive them into the ground. But now, here's your... Say this is a pit. So that's a pit. Right? Now, a yard in front of the pit, you'd get your bamboo Oh, sorry, I won't go. No, go there. Well, it's over there. You get your bamboo and you put them like that.
You put it in an angle.
Yeah, angle. So if you get an attack, they go against these bamboos, especially at night time. Yeah, that's what we learnt out there in Chaz. Yeah.
And would the pit have bamboos in as well?
Revetted. What I call revetted, yeah. You drive your stakes down and then you put your thin bamboo, what I call revetting, that stopped any stuff falling in. Because you didn't do that in the desert. You didn't need it, but in other parts of the world, you...
Would that have been effective?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, very good, very, yeah. Yeah.
What's the reason for putting the bamboo in the fire?
If they run against it, you'd get poisoned.
Yeah. And would you use these pits in front of your position?
Yes, we had them at we've done a few, but I say we that was our job at Coima. But you can move. Our plan would have been Panji pits, but you couldn't move.
In the training, would you place them in front of your positions, or would you place them on paths in the jungle, or?
On Bonzo we did. Another part of in Burma, in Bonzo we did, was on this hill, and from attack where, well, that's how I'm rushing ahead of myself perhaps. But yes, you whenever you can use Panjis, you use them, because they don't do, you know, that's as good as Dunnet wire. Yeah, that was one of the things we learnt.
And what type of kit had you been issued with now you'd gone to there? Were you issued with jungle green at this stage, or were you still in the khaki?
No, we got jungle green, and we had the special shoes and all, but they didn't last long, and like canvas, yeah.
Well, what was the problem with them?
It couldn't stand up to the weather, you know, the rain and the monsoons and all that. They weren't built for it. The Japs had a better shoe and boot than we did. They had a very thin leather, very thin, very prime. In fact, if we got hold of a pair of Jap boots, we'd wear them. No one said don't. Yeah.
So these canvas ones, were they ones that they were trying out while you were training?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Did you go back to wearing normal British Army boots?
We tried it at one time there. We did, yes. And, of course... then we had the trouble with the bloody leeches. You know, the eye holes, they get through there. Yeah, suck your blood. Yeah.
How would you remove them?
Well, Freddie Clint's one night, it was dark, very dark there, and I went like that. Christ, I sang on my eye, Fred. What is it? He said, here, you got a bloody leech. Right over my eye. So we just put down in our pit, put a sheet over, and he lit a fag up, and just went like, and of course it drops off. But they're full of blood. Bloody, you know, they go from a little thing and blow up. Yeah. Yeah, leeches.
And they used to get through the eyelet of these?
Yeah, they go through your shoe, your boot. Yeah. Yeah.
And you wouldn't necessarily feel
the attack? You don't even know, see? No. Not until that one, I could feel something up there. And it was blowing itself up, you know. Yeah.
You mentioned scorpions and leeches. Yeah. Were there any other things to
avoid? We had the lecture on... now, let's see, you're bringing me out a bit. Fridays more or less, you know, apart from guards and all that sort of thing, we used to have a snake hunt. And the Indians used to have, you know, we had a lot of pure Indian followers by then, and they'd, snake hunting, you know, and they couldn't, job to understand at first, you know. We give cigarettes if we pick best snakes. So this bloke, he speak pretty good English. He says, see that big pile of stuff over there, like old bits of tent, cloth and all that sort of thing. So that's where you get your snakes. So when they stay safe, blow the whistle and away you go. And of course we went probing over there, and we started digging out And of course, that's where the bloody cobras were. Out come the old cobras. And we got, on one particular time, we got the first prize. You know, 200 fags, that sort of thing. But we had a lecture on snakes, and they told us at the time. I may have told somebody, but a dimmer after we... we're talking about snakes now, so forget the rest of it. We this particular morning, Bobby Clint said to me, he said, stand down. And Bobby Clint said to me, means you pull through and not under your oil bowl. So I said, yeah, in my pouch. So he, okay, he went over there. Christ, here, you see, you got a bloody snake in your brain bone pouch. And of course, we got it. I'll put it on the bush, see. So we got it off, dropped it down in my pit, banged it, and out come a bloody crate. A snake called a crate, about 5 foot long. Yeah. God, he said, you've had some luck. Because they're a deadly snake. The other deadly one is the bootlace. Just like a bootlace. And of course, you, you're always on the lookout for them, because being small. But we didn't. I don't think anybody, to my knowledge, got bit by a snake. Yet there was loads of them about, you know. Yeah.